Radio 1.
Here's Newsbeat with Claire Bradley in London and Peter Bowes in the United States.
The world's worst terrorist attack devastates New York and hits other targets in North America.
We heard a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out, and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people are jumping out the windows.
Two planes crashed into the World Trade Towers, causing huge explosions. Both towers have collapsed, throwing debris and ash across Manhattan.
The White House is evacuated as a third plane crashes into the Pentagon in Washington. It's feared hundreds could be dead. The Queen and Tony Blair have sent their condolences.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today.
We'll bring you all the latest on this with reports and eyewitnesses from the scene.
Radio 1 means beat.
This is the moment America was hit by a horrific act of terrorism that may have claimed thousands of lives. In a terrifying sequence of destruction, two planes, at least one believed to be hijacked, crashed into the World Trade Center in New York just before 2 p.m. UK time. The building was immediately engulfed in flames. In the 90 minutes that followed, the center's famous Twin Towers collapsed, rocking Manhattan Island and sending people on the ground fleeing for their lives. In a separate attack, an airliner has smashed into the Pentagon in Washington. This man saw the first attack on the World Trade Center in New York.
We look up and we see this big jet, like a 737 or a 7. It was a big jet.
Yeah.
We saw it come just looking like it sideways. At first, we thought it was just going to try to miss it. Bang! Right into the middle of it, like around the 70th floor. And then half hour later, we see the second one bang into it.
The attack happened at the peak of the New York rush hour, shortly before 9 in the morning.
As I was approaching the subway, a tremendous roar went over my head, and I looked up immediately, and it was a plane much lower than I've ever seen a plane in lower Manhattan.
Everything just all of a sudden just imploded. I ran as fast as I could, went inside of a building about a block away. I stood in the building for a couple of seconds, and then all of a sudden the building started falling out, filling up with smoke. I was with a bunch of law enforcement officers. We couldn't get out of the building because everything was locked up.
Witnesses say they saw people jumping from windows in the World Trade Center, which is one of the world's tallest buildings.
See bodies flying out of the sky, and you can't do nothing about it. I mean, my heart's in my mouth. I mean, I pray for these people. There's no words to describe what's going on out there. I mean, you see bodies just coming a half hour later, still coming out of the goddamn sky.
One of the planes that crashed into the building was an American Airlines flight from Boston to Los Angeles. It had 158 people on board.
It just slammed right into it and was completely engulfed by the building. It was extraordinary. Okay. No wings flew off, nothing like that. It just went directly in, creating this sort of cavern-like hole.
And then I came out, and everything was filled with ash, and it looks like I'm in a surreal movie.
It felt like another plane coming. Everybody took cover to run. We ran down the subway, but the dust followed us down there.
It's like rubble and dust, like inches thick, and like paper everywhere, and they just moved us out.
The second attack of the Pentagon, which is the nerve center of America's military machine, caused a second wave of terror in the nation's capital. TV commentators were lost for words at the scale of the devastation.
This is huge. This is huge. The State Department is now being evacuated as a precaution.
All planes in the U.S. have been grounded, and all flights from U.K. airports to America have been suspended. President Bush heard about the attack while on a visit to Florida.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
The president said he was returning to Washington to deal with the crisis. This is the most serious attack on America since Pearl Harbor in the Second World War.
I have spoken to the vice president, to the governor of New York, to the director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
Prime Minister Tony Blair has sent condolences on behalf of the British people. He said the attacks were obviously the work of fanatics.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today. It is perpetrated by fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life. And we, the democracies of this world, are going to have to come together to fight it together and eradicate this evil completely from our world.
Well, as America and the rest of the world comes to terms with today's horrific chain of events, President Bush has ordered a full-scale investigation into who committed the carefully coordinated terrorist attacks in New York and Washington. It still isn't clear who's behind them. Earlier today, the Palestinian group, the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, claimed responsibility, but this has since been denied. Here's Newsbeat's Kim Davis.
This organisation says it's got nothing to do with the attacks, despite reports on Abu Dhabi TV. Abdul Berry Atman's an expert on the Middle East. He's convinced a radical Islamic group is responsible. The Islamic extremist Osama bin Laden said to be behind the embassy bombings in Africa and the USA and the attack on the World Trade Center in 1993.
We know that the Osama bin Laden group attacked American destroyer Colin Aden, attacked American military personnel in Saudi Arabia, 19 of them were killed. So also Osama bin Laden issued a fatwa to attack American wherever they are. And
so why would a Palestinian group be involved? Here's our political editor Polly Billington.
There's supposed to be a peace process going on in the Middle East to sort out the differences between Israel and the Palestinians and to set up a Palestinian state. But that's all gone into reverse because of Israel giving the go-ahead for Jewish settlers to set up home on Palestinian land. Now, Palestinians have fought back with suicide bomb attacks, and then Israel has retaliated again. A lot of Palestinians say Israel wouldn't get away with this and other attacks on them if they didn't have a big mate like the US backing them up.
Zach Sharif is a Palestinian who lives in London.
I can't understand from where they're coming from, especially I've been in Palestine about 3.5 weeks ago. I see the missiling, I see the F-16, the Apaches, how much they're destroying cities and villages.
Some radical Islamic groups say the attacks are a result of the US policy in the Middle East, but the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat condemned them and offered condolences to President Bush.
We are completely shocked, unbelievable.
Some people in Israel say that bin Laden had in fact warned everyone that America would be hit. The carefully coordinated attacks deliberately centered on the heart of North America. James Rubin is the former Assistant Secretary of State for the U.S.
Clearly it was well-timed and well-planned, but conducted by the kinds of groups that have only the ability to use cowardly means to kill innocent people by obviously the hundreds, if not more now, to make some political point. I mean, the idea that this is an accident, I think, now is gone with the attacks on the Pentagon. All the symbols of the United States are being attacked.
The former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak says the world must now unite to fight terrorism.
I believe that the world will not be the same place from this evening on. I believe that it's clear now that we have to launch world coordinated struggle against terror, wherever it might come.
If bin Laden is responsible, there are fears that Britain could be the next target.
Well, let's get the latest from the scene now. The BBC's Stephen Evans was in the Trade Center when the first plane hit. Stephen, what's the situation now?
New York is chaos now. All the way up Manhattan is chaos. But more to the point, the area around the World Trade Center is also chaos because nobody quite knows the extent of the damage.
How are people reacting?
The feeling is absolutely stunned, numb shock. People simply don't know. A lot of people, when I left the scene about half an hour ago, were simply standing around, nodding their heads in utter disbelief, like the cliched view of these things is. But it's shock. People are in trepidation. A lot of people are thinking, I shouldn't hang around here. I'm getting away.
Steve, there must have been scenes of sheer pandemonium around you.
People aren't saying very much, in truth. They were simply staring at each other. Some people had their arms around each other. The word terrorism was used. And I heard one person say, terrorism, well, this is terror. They are absolutely shocked.
Okay, Steve Evans in New York City.
In other news tonight, Eurotunnel has lost its legal bid to have the Songat refugee camp near Calais shut down. The company claims the camp is a magnet for asylum seekers trying to get into Britain and says it won't be giving up the fight to have it closed. The jury in the Michael Stone trial have seen recorded video evidence from Josie Russell. She survived the attack which killed her mother Lynn and her sister Megan. They were beaten to death as they walked home from school in Kent 5 years ago. An Australian Navy ship carrying more than 500 asylum seekers is making its way to the Pacific island of Nauru, despite a court ruling that the refugees must be allowed into Australia. The group, who are mostly from Afghanistan, were turned away last month after being rescued from a sinking ferry in the Indian Ocean. A pensioner who's been questioned over the disappearance of two boys in Belfast in the 1970s has been released while there are further investigations. Police are digging in the backyards of two houses in a street in West Belfast where one of the two boys lived. At the Radio 1 Sports Desk tonight, Matt Williams.
UEFA says tonight's Champions League games will go ahead despite the terrorist attacks in America. Liverpool and Arsenal are involved in the opening group stages. Arsenal travel to Real Mallorca, and Liverpool, back in the top flight of European competition for the first time in 16 years, welcome Portuguese champions Boa Vista to Anfield. Here's boss Gerard Houllier.
Even before the game, there's a kind of a ceremony and protocol that makes it like an opera, really. It'll be something special for the players. Let's make it special for our fans.
The Rangers chairman says his team will definitely not go to Dagestan for their UEFA Cup first-round tie with Makhachkala this Thursday. UEFA had said the game could go ahead, but the Foreign Office is warning the region is unsafe, and a bomb's gone off near the hotel where the team would be staying. David Murray says he won't put his club's officials and players at risk.
I just can't believe that UEFA have taken all the facts. They're actually now ignoring Foreign Office advice, and we as a British club cannot do that.
And there are 15 games in the second round of the Worthington Cup tonight. Highlights include top of the Premiership Bolton at home to Walsall and Fulham away to Rochdale.
Now today's main story again. Terrorists have launched a huge attack on several cities in America. Both towers of the World Trade Center in New York City have completely collapsed after they were smashed into by planes. The destruction started at around 2 o'clock British time, which was just before 9 a.m. in New York. A small passenger plane flew directly into the side of one of the towers, and just afterwards, a second plane plunged into the other one. Debbie Troy was in one of the buildings that was hit.
In one World Trade Center hit somewhere on the 67th floor. I was on the 56th. Everybody was on top of each other trying to come down, and then somebody finally calmed the crowd down to get them to come down the stairs in an orderly fashion and get them out of the building.
90 minutes later, both of the famous Twin Towers fell, causing even more chaos and scattering debris across New York. Just afterwards, a third plane hit the Pentagon, which is America's military headquarters. This man saw what happened.
We were stuck in traffic, could not move. I could see the big AA, the silver jet itself. I thought it was a 737. I may be mistaken there, but there was no doubt about it. It was American Airlines slammed right into the building, and there was no doubt about it. Whoever was piloting that plane was aiming for the Pentagon.
And a fourth plane has since crashed near the city of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania. So far, there are no accurate casualty figures, but it's thought many hundreds have died. New York's Mayor Giuliani said he feared a tremendous loss of life. And President Bush has ordered an immediate investigation to track down whomever was behind the attack.
I've ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act.
Tony Blair interrupted his plans to say the world has come together to defeat terrorism.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today. It is perpetrated by fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life. And we, the democracies of this world, are going to have to come together to fight it together and eradicate this evil completely from our world.
Practically all flights bound for America have been suspended, and it's closed its borders with Mexico after being what's described as the world's worst terrorist attack, the likes of which, Claire, we've never seen before.
Now, Peter, the mood here is one of complete shock. What are people saying where you are?
Complete shock here. People are in disbelief as to what's happened. It's not just a disaster, a tragedy that's affecting New York City and Washington, all across America. Phones are jammed. You can't get onto the internet. People are desperate to find out what's happened to friends and loved ones who might have been involved in this tragedy. Most major events in America today, it seems, are being closed down. Theme parks here in Los Angeles, the events that tourists flock to, they're all being closed for the day. Airports are being closed. Every precaution is being taken because we're still at the height of this crisis.
Yes, I mean, you wouldn't expect something like this to happen in America. What do you think will happen next? What will America do?
America immediately is dealing with the crisis and getting those people, any survivors, and let's hope there are plenty of survivors, out of that building and dealing with the immediate aftermath. This is, as I said, the biggest attack, the worst attack since Pearl Harbor in the Second World War. That was a devastating incident for this country, something to happen. And some people will remember that, others don't remember anything on this sort of scale. It is dealing with the immediacy of this, and then to the future, clearly security. security questions and tracking down those who are responsible.
OK, thanks, Peter. There is a phone line for people concerned about relatives. It's 0207 008 0000. That's 0207 008 0000. We'll keep you updated on Radio 1 throughout the evening. The next bulletin will be in 15 minutes.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.